Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Aren't you happy you're listening right now? What could be better, what could be finer than to spend an hour with the company of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and me, Doug Steffen, from the Good Day program? It is a special moment for all of you, and we're here at your service, on your side, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of January 9th to the 13th, as we get into the second full week of the new year. The stories are bubbling over. We have more. We could come up with a top 20 list instead of a top 10 list. That's the tough job at Talkers, to decide what actually needs to get crammed in to the top 10, because there are so many things going on, so many people to talk about. And Michael comes in every week at this time to go through the list, and then we discuss many of the things that are part and parcel, the connections, the baggage attached to the stories. How's that? The meat, the potatoes of News Talk Radio.
Yes, we have the meat.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And now I got the potatoes, you got the meat.
Shall we do the meat here?
Why not?
All right, the top 10 meat. Number 10, we have the Golden Globes. We have the death of guitar legend Jeff Beck, and more recently, the unexpected death of Lisa Marie Presley.
Yep.
At number nine, the Prince Harry book. At number eight, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number seven, Trump's ongoing legal battles. At number six, the riots in Brazil. At number five, the gas stove controversy. At number four,
can you believe that? We'll talk about that. That's pretty amazing. The whole business about whether I can have a gas stove or not, what the government's going to tell me I can't have a gas stove. Looks like it. Some states, anyway. Well, anyway, excuse me.
That's okay. I mean, it's a new issue. You jumped on it.
It is.
Like a wild beast.
Ah, yes.
New story.
Yeah, that's right. New meat for the back room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number four, California floods tied with problems the airlines had. It was another tough week for flyers.
Yeah.
Number three, we have immigration, and Biden went to Mexico. At number two, we have the doings and happenings at the McCarthy-led House of Representatives. And at number one, the new scandal, Biden's classified documents brouhaha, and the new investigation.
Much ado about nothing, both of them.
A
lot of people think the same. Yeah, right.
I mean,
what can we do? I like that. What can we do about that? Yeah. We don't decide what's in the news. We just talk about it.
Yeah, and we don't even care. No,
I don't, frankly.
I walk around all day long worried about this stuff.
All right. All right. I want to know what that guy... I want to see the color of the Corvette. That's what I want to know. Yeah. I want to see Biden driving that Corvette.
You know, right? Somebody comes up to me and says, "Isn't it a beautiful day, Michael?" I go, "Yes, but..." Did you hear about Biden's classified documents?
Oh, my God.
How could we be happy? Did you hear about the gas stove controversy?
Running out of gas here.
And this the people chart, Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie Presley at 10, Prince Harry at 9. He's a piece of work. Number 8, Vladimir Putin.
I love the guy, frankly. I think he's fabulous.
I think he should be our prince. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro, Floridian. At number 5, George Santos. What an icon.
A man
to be looked up to.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. Where do these guys come from? Yeah. Who's stupid enough to believe all of that stuff? Do you want to believe the lies, the falsehoods that come? I mean, it was pretty obvious this guy hadn't done anything even before the election. And yet, people, I love the guy. He's a Republican. How can that be bad?
It really should be embarrassing for the local news in New York and Long Island.
No investigative work done on this guy?
Yeah, yeah. There's a newspaper Newsday there. There are a lot of local papers. There's TV station on Long Island. Part of his district
two talk stations
is,
in New York.
Right. Part of his district is in Queens, so it does affect New Yorkers. At number five, we have Jim Jordan. Number four, Hunter Biden. Number three, Donald Trump. Number two, Kevin McCarthy. Number one, Joe Biden. And that's the story. And wow.
There we go. All right. So let's talk about you mentioned the airlines and the problems with flying. Number four this week, the United States government seems to be unwilling to work in the sphere in which they are supposed to, the airline industry complaining and has been complaining for 20 years or more that there's a crisis. That word gets overused. So what's a better word than crisis situation that comes about as a result of the Congress of the United States spending money, raiding all of these trust funds, the Air Travel Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. All of those were established to take care of issues and problems that are in that particular segment of our working society. Yet, every year, the Congress votes to spend any and all monies that are in, extra money that's in these accounts for other projects. So therefore, whatever is being paid in, use the Social Security Trust Fund if you want, or the Airline Trust Fund, the money that's being spent is money that's being raised right now, not what's been put in there or is supposed to be there, just left there to take care of the needs of the people in those certain circumstances. So 25 years ago, there was I think it was during Bill Clinton's administration, there was a proposal to completely redo all of the FAA and the way that they handle, like Europe did 25, 30 years ago. We were supposed to mimic what they did for what the equivalent is of their FAA. FAA monitors and controls the flights as they go across the country, here, there, and everywhere. And there are like 5,400 planes in the air over the country at any given moment. But the whole system broke down this week, and I think it started here at Hanscom Air Force Base. As a matter of fact, they ran out of power. There was a power shortage or a power outage, and so it crashed there, and then it crashed all across the country. So planes couldn't... The pilots, though, said, Michael, this was very interesting. The pilots said that they didn't really need it, because it doesn't work half the time anyway, which was in the
interest.
So, you know, they say they can contribute, they can use their iPhones or their iPads to do what the FAA system is supposed to do, i.e. make sure that airplanes don't crash into each other. That's really what this is supposed to do. It regulates where it is, where the plane is in the sky, and they now have all the airlines give their pilots iPads so that they really don't need, and I suppose it was a defensive mechanism because the FAA wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. How do you feel about flying now, folks?
You mean Siri talks to them, goes, take a left.
Take a left.
The coming cloud.
Oh, my God. Isn't it ridiculous? Think about it.
Go through the
government.
Cloud. And then go up 100 feet.
Yeah, right. Look for the next mountain and make sure you don't crash into it.
Right.
That is ridiculous. Anyway, so that's that. That story.
Very interesting story. I found it illuminating.
Yeah.
And I thought you delivered it with great dexterity.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Anyway, so if you were traveling, this is one of the few weeks during this time of the year that I didn't travel. I guess I'm glad I didn't. Because I wouldn't want to sit around. And that's what that's been the problem for a month or more since Southwest had its problem. The number of people that... And I brought my daughter and grandson back to the airport last week to go back to California after they'd been here for a week. And the number of people in there that aren't getting on planes because the planes aren't flying, mostly Southwest.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm off on it, too. Let's keep going.
No, it's okay. It's important. This is it's actually what people care about.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Golden Globes. Did people care about... Did you watch that ridiculous...
No. I don't
my God.
I don't watch award shows anymore. I follow up on them when something happened.
Yeah.
There's a clip, and I you know, I have a mild interest in them because I'm interested in the arts and entertainment and movies. But the truth of the matter is watching, you know, in real time, an awards show. And I don't care if it's the Grammys. I don't care if it's the Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the Golden Globes, American Music Awards. I mean, they're boring.
To see people. I like to see the stars kind of talking to each other, who's friends with whom and that sort of thing. But this guy that they brought, you know, the Golden Globe story is it's the international press or whatever they call themselves. And they
it's a very small organization with little consequence other than the Golden Globes.
Right.
But that's another story.
So the complaint was they didn't have any blacks and they didn't ever nominate them. They were anti-Semitic and they were anti-black. They were anti-everything. Mm-hmm. So now the joke this year became they had a black host who didn't know anything. He was terrible, awful, and offensive, thinking that he was funny. Nobody ever heard of this guy before. And sure as hell, after the appearance this past week, nobody's going to hear of him again. He was just awful. And so I looked at all the number of people that were winning awards that were black, and I just thought to myself, this is my son and I, who has over the years been very outspoken when it comes to white and black relationships through his school years and as a professional. And so we were talking about this, and we both agreed that it's become a joke itself. The pendulum has moved way too far. The correction needed to be made. But now, he's a perfect example, Michael. He has written three or four screenplays that are all fabulous, according to the folks at CAA, who are his agents, but he can't get them done because he's a straight white guy.
I don't know if that's true, but
I know it's true because he's told me that what the folks at CAA have told him. He has no reason not to tell me. What, you know, he went so far as to get John Hamm associated with a show that he'd written, a script, and everybody was put in line, and the guys at the eight places they went said, no, we're not going to do it because there's no black, the lead needs to be black. And that's not the way he wrote the story. Anyway, I've said what I need to say, I guess.
Yes. As they say, you've said enough.
That's when we continue on to talk about Lisa Marie and that passing and what, under the circumstances, what in the world? You think about, you know, somebody who seems to be thriving and living well, and then she comes down with the same thing. And I mean, she's had her problems over her life, but she died the same way her father did, in essence. Not because of the same thing, but the same malady with her heart. Which is a shame. We'll talk about that as we continue Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. The lists are available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. The Prince Harry book, number 9 this week on the charts. This is... what a phenom. 400,000 copies the first day when it was released in England. Second day released in America, 1.5 million copies. It sold in the first 4 days, 4.5 million copies, so that they're in about the third pressing or something. What do you suppose people are so, you know, what is there? Is this guy a good promoter, or do you think the book is really good? What do you hear?
Well, I don't know how good the book is. I haven't read it, but it must be good if you like royal gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, British royal gossip, because, you know, there are a lot of royal families around the world. It's not just, England has a really, UK, I should say, has a really, you know, high-level monarchy going there in terms of all the hoopla that comes with a monarchy, because that's what a monarchy is for, at least in 2023. So it's a testimony to the interest Americans have and the world has in the British monarchy. That's what it comes down to, really. I mean, look at all the movies about the British monarchy. Look at the Crown, the Queen. If you go to YouTube, thousands of documentaries about the British royal family, the history of it. So, you know, he's capitalizing on it. On one level, smart business move. It's a rarity that anybody has a hit book anymore. Books don't sell. So that's from a standpoint of media, I find it fascinating. But if you want to look at it on a human level, you know, oh, my heart bleeds for the poor guy. I mean, you know, the poor guy was born into a situation over which he had no control.
Right.
Duh. Welcome to reality. We all were born into situations that we can't control. I don't feel sorry for anybody whose problem is that they're a spare to their brother who's going to be king, and you're just a prince, and you get... you know, catered to on every level. I mean, give me a break. I mean, come on. I mean, you know. Grow up.
Okay.
That, I mean, I have disdain for people that blame their parents and blame their brothers and blame everything for the circumstances into which they were born. What if his mother was a crack addict? What if he, you know, was born in poverty? What if he was born in, a country where he's a persecuted minority? I mean, there's so many terrible things happen to people. Who the hell cares about his jealousies and his issues? It's titillating and it's curiosity and it's entertaining. But to actually buy his BS, give me a break.
Well, I guess Michael won't be buying the book, but it's a lot of, it's good for a publisher, Penguin Random House. It's the most successful launch of a nonfiction book that they've ever had.
That's what I'm saying. It's interesting to me from a media standpoint.
Yeah, right.
From a media standpoint, it gives hope to all of those authors out there who aren't princes to maybe have a hit book.
Right.
The fact is, in this new digital world, it's almost impossible to have a hit book. It's almost impossible to have a hit record. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to even have a hit movie.
Remember that song, It's What It Takes to Have a Hit Record? Do you remember that song from when we were kids?
I don't remember that one, but I know there were a number of songs about that. Mm-hmm. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, I think. I think the Byrds did that.
Yeah.
You know. But, but what do you think? I mean, we have to take a break, but do you identify with what I'm saying?
Yes. You and I usually agree on most things. And in this circumstance, I think that, with 5 seconds left, what am I going to say? Thanks for asking the question, Michael.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least 1 tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people that matter, as written into the people list, top 10 folks on the list. And Michael's gone through in the stories as well. Number two on the story list, the installation of Mr. McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and what led to that, the deals that were made. It seemed to be actually a fairly good week. I was complaining about the fact that they weren't doing the people's business, but quickly once he got installed, there were a number of things that happened. And one of them, from my perspective anyway, that's good, was the call to eliminate the IRS and go to a consumption tax. Republicans introduced that. It's been introduced a lot, but the mere discussion of it before would turn people off. This time around, it seems to be getting a little traction. I hardly expect it would get through the presidential seal of approval, i.e. his signature, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless and causes us to understand the IRS and how it came into play and what it does. And so, you know, those sorts of things, I think, are good for talk radio. Aren't you, Michael? And
bring up stuff that are good for talk radio or good for the country?
Well, isn't it one and the same?
I hadn't realized we're approaching these subjects by what's good for talk radio. All of this stuff is good for talk radio. Look, you know, we're talking about it, but specifically whether the elimination of the IRS is good for talk radio is to miss the point of, is it good for the country? I mean, do we really need the complicated tax structure we have? And the National Association of Certified Public Accountants would certainly have
argument
an opinion about that.
Right, exactly.
I mean, taxing is a whole industry.
Yeah,
taxation.
It is. Huge.
You know.
Yep, huge industry. Just to go back to the number one item this week, the Biden document thing and the handling of it, the special counsel. This is what do they call it, manna from heaven? For these guys that are on the right that are doing talk radio programs. See? Trump wasn't so bad after all, right?
No, yeah, right. Well, two wrongs make a right in today's world, in which victory is held higher than truth. You know, they people seek victory as opposed to truth. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think it's on one level, I think it's a sorry state of affairs that both of the leading political figures of the moment have been outed for hoarding secret documents.
Yeah.
On another level, I don't know how important that particular crime is, because I don't think either of them were doing it to sell secrets to the Russians or the Chinese.
There's some information. A lot of the right-wing talk hosts this week were talking about this thing, Biden, the Penn Biden Center, and how they got $55 million in support from the Chinese government, which doesn't look good. Hunter Biden.
In fact, that's true.
Right.
Then Joe Biden is definitely on the hot seat. He definitely has a political mess on his hands. But you see, my opinion is it doesn't matter, because I already have completely made up my mind that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party's nominee in 2024.
Yeah,
therefore, if anything, it gives the Democrats an excuse to get rid of Biden in case he's not playing the game the way they'd like to see it. The Democrats don't want Biden to run in 2024. You know, if you were to take most Democrats aside, they would say, he's a liability, just as more and more Republicans feel that way about Trump.
Yep. All right. Number five, the gas stove controversy. You understand what's going on? I don't ask you that because I don't think you understand. I guess what I'm asking is how it ought to best be played, because it isn't a political, although maybe it can be made into political, because the two states, especially New York State, where there's a quite liberal Democratic governor, the idea that gas stoves could be banned. Hello, is this America in 2023? What the heck is going on here? And are we going to be able to control our lives and can't have gas stoves anymore?
What is the reason for that? I actually don't know. Why are gas
the governor of New York
banning?
Yeah, the governor of New York says after 2025, the state law will be, she made an executive ruling or whatever it is, that after 2025 can't be any more gas stoves sold in the state of New York because they pollute. They're pollutants, gas burning off the various gases that come, methane and other gases are bad for the environment, and therefore we need to use electricity. Do you realize how stupid on the surface, just plain stupid that sounds, when you think about all of the rallying cry for the climate changers is to get rid of the fossil-based fuels, and yet if you get rid of gas and you run electricity for the foreseeable future, electricity is going to be produced by the same stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of it's produced by natural gas or oil or coal. So these people, do they really understand? Are they that stupid?
That is, you're pointing out, I mean, I'm not a scientist and I don't know all the details, but in a broad strokes perspective, it takes coal and a lot of these pollutants to create electricity.
Yeah. So they're going to make electricity. So, you can't have a gas stove. You've got to have an electric stove. But the same thing happens. I mean, these people, it's like they don't even think it through.
It's more about appearance than it is about results.
Uh-huh. Well, you think the people of New York like that idea? Upstate New York, the farmers in upstate New York will
throw rocks. I don't
think
people in New York care about it. I think that now it's an issue that's being discussed. I don't think people are walking around worried about gas stoves.
Uh-uh. They aren't.
That's why we were kidding about it earlier. Oh, we have a new issue now, a gas stove.
Yes.
I mean, what? 2 weeks ago, we didn't worry about it.
You know, something new.
Something we don't worry about.
Well, last week, Trump's legal battles were number one on the story list. This week, the number seven. What does that tell you? Things are churning and moving, and maybe it was pushed out because Biden did the same thing. And maybe, Biden's not going to go away from the top of the story list, at least while he's president. He's always going to be number one. Although I think last week he was four on the list and McCarthy was number one.
Well, that's only because there was that circus in the Congress.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. Things like that don't normally happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
McCarthy took the lead spot. But,
all right. So then let's take that thinking and go to number six on the people list, George Santos. How in the world does the news media have any credibility? Investigative reporters, the folks that run the stations in New York, radio stations, television stations. How does this guy get elected? How come nobody knew that he's nothing but a lying SOB?
Right, right.
And would that have made a difference? Maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe
it would have made a huge difference.
I would have thought.
The people in the 3rd District of New York would not have voted for him. This guy is a psychopath.
He really is.
He should be put in a museum on display.
Yeah.
Even just looking at him and his demeanor and the way he handles himself and carries himself. And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a case for study.
Yeah.
And hopefully some lessons will be learned.
Now, one of the things that people have been talking about this week on the talk radio programs, we didn't go back to what I said. No, sorry. I just remembered that we said when we broke at 28 past the hour, we were going to go back to whatever it was we were
talking about. We were talking about Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I said he's a whiny little twit, and I had no sympathy for somebody whose problem is that they're not being treated fairly within the royal family, and then I said, what do you think? And you said, you asked me that question when we have 5 seconds before the break, so I said, we'll talk about it on the other side. Well, you didn't bring it up. I figured you didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, I didn't bring it up. Because I thought there were more important things to talk about, but
I think there's nothing more important than that.
Okay, so then let's talk about it for a moment. Harry, I think, is a reasonably intelligent fellow. I think he understands, reads the tea leaves. I think he's married a woman that has not necessarily enhanced his position in life, but his visibility. You go back to, what was it, his grandfather or great-grandfather that married the woman from New Jersey. The king abdicated, Edward. Yeah,
he abdicated because they gave him a tough time over. He wanted to marry the woman he loved.
Yeah, right.
And so he said.
So how is this different than that?
Well, it's very different. He's not Prince Harry's not the king.
Well,
Prince
but Harry, he's still a royal family guy.
He's a schmendrick. He's a spare.
Schmendrick. I love that expression. Thank you for using
that. What's his problem? The other guy was king. The other guy was the heir to the throne, and he walked away from it. This guy's walking away from nothing. He's walking away from a life that bothers him because his buttocks isn't being kissed.
He's a schmendrick.
He's a schmendrick. He's another media celebrity schmendrick.
All right. And who else would be in that category, by the way?
Oh, gosh. You want to have a list? You like this? Do you like our top 10? I'll give you a top 100 schmendricks every week.
From now on, I want the story list. I want the people
let's
list.
Change,
I
want let's the change this list. Show. Let's yes. change this show to schmendricks, the top schmendricks, celebrity gossip. I mean, you know.
Perfect.
Do you realize celebrity gossip is... More people talk about schmendricks and celebrity gossip than they do about Kevin McCarthy. I mean, you step back and look at the bigger picture.
He's a schmendrick. I think he's a schmendrick.
Oh, he's a real. Oh, he's a total schmendrick.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to pause now. Then we're going to get to what's going on with Michael. There's an interview, what's going on at Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. I guarantee neither of us are schmendricks, but no. That may be as far as it goes. Time now for you to think about the way to naturally lose that weight that you've gained over the last couple of months. Want to lose an inch? Want to lose a pound? You want to make sure that all your body is functioning better. The less weight that you have on your body, the more the bones are going to like it and the superstructure of your body. I've learned a lot about that this week because I had a process on my shoulders and now I can't lift or do things. And it affects the entire body, not just the upper regions. All of the body is so dependent on the body, in essence. That's really what the message is from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and read some of the beneficial impacts that Calitrin has had on people trying to lose weight, have better digestion, just have a safer body, if you will. There are side benefits to this as well, besides losing weight, because what I just said about getting that weight off your body, having the appropriate body mass index, is so much healthier for everything in your body. You got to keep your body in shape and keep it moving, and it's not going to if you got extra weight. So go to toploss.com. Make sure you check out all of the facets of the success stories that are there. Order it now, the New Year special. You get 4 free bottles. Ask them about that. 4 months free and free shipping if you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
As I remind the audience every week, gooddayshow.com and talkers.com has the charts, the stories, the people, so you can refer to that at any moment in time. But there's so many other things that happen at Talkers Magazine. You may notice if you're following that there is a new format, which is great because you can look at things in a different way. One of the things that you write this week is the difference between radio and audio.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty interesting. You want to spend a few seconds?
I don't know why radio wants to give up the word radio and go to audio. I mean, no. Audio is a utilitarian term. You get lost in an ocean.
It's because some of the big companies that can't make it in radio because the management is so bad, they're depending on podcasts, and that's audio, and they want to make.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Al Caiola. I even remember the name of the guy on the guitar. How about that, Chucker? Pretty good, huh?
That is excellent. Very good.
Yeah. So we're playing the theme from...
Stop patting yourself on the back.
All right. Thank you, Chucker. I can't do that with you. All right. Yes, all right, let's go. What are we doing?
We play that because this day in TV history, January 16th, 1973, the last and final episode of Bonanza, 440th episode, aired on NBC, started in 1959, ended in 1973. That is a long, long run.
That's why you see it all over the place.
Michael Landon. Pernell Roberts, Dan Booker as Horse. I don't remember the show that well. I do remember it just a little. I'm curious to know how it would hold up in repeats in 2023.
It's not Yellowstone. Well, I think it is on repeats. I think you'll find it.
It is. You could clearly find it if you search find it. Streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming thing? That streaming thing?
Yeah, I know
that.
Yeah, the streaming thing. Okay, I went to the Real Movies this weekend and saw a real movie in a real theater. It was an actioner starring Gerard Butler.
Now, before you say that, I just want to touch on what I told you off air. James Cameron, in a statement on social media, said to people, go back to the movies. Enough with this streaming ridiculousness. Get off your butt and go to a movie. Make a commitment for a couple hours. Envelop yourself in a movie theater. I completely agree. Okay, you're so plain. What do you think?
Me too. Well, to go along with that statement from Cameron, the movie theater that was showing his movie was full. The movie theater that was showing this movie called Plane, it was the first weekend of it. Yeah. I thought it was what you would expect from a Gerard Butler actioner. Michael Colton, I think is his name, was the co-star. You'd recognize him in a second. He's been everywhere for the last 10 years or so. They were a good pair together in this. A couple of scenes a little bit violent, but for the most part, it was the only thing that I said about it on the air earlier. If you're producing a movie like this, try to make it authentic. I know about airplanes. First of all, they used an MD-80 in the movie that came. It was an old U.S. air plane that came out of a scrapyard someplace, and they plopped it down. The movie, that plane would never be used to fly 6.5 hours from Singapore to Honolulu. And all of the shots that were inside the plane were shot on a stage on a lot in Los Angeles because it had the same old, the 2-and-2 seating that they have in the 2-3 planes that they use for this stuff. But the MD-80 had the 3-and-2 configuration. So you think I'm silly because I focus on that?
No, it's interesting how people, but I got to tell you, if you bring that up, one of the funniest things I've ever heard by somebody who did a insane analysis of a movie they saw, when I saw Jurassic World, this guy I knew, really good guy, highly intelligent, his name was Ryan, walks out of theater with me, and I said, boy, that movie was really good. And he said, he goes, here's my problem with it. He goes, there's no way an insurance company would insure Jurassic Park. Oh my God, Like, I mean, there are people like that. I don't say you do it, but they analyze every aspect of it. I don't.
It's for fun. I think that is poorly done. Shows poor attention to detail. But the movie itself is entertaining. It is exactly what you would expect from Gerard Butler, any number of the actioner things. And so it's worth theater was full. People liked the movie. How did it do at the box office?
It did $10 million, which I think it's a solid number. Avatar: Way of Water did $31,563,000 in 5 weeks, $1.9 billion worldwide. Meg, movie I like a lot, $17.9 million in its second weekend, $6 million in 10 days.
Crap.
Puss in Boots just passed the $100 million mark in weekend number three, and then you get the Tom Hanks, The Man Called Otto, blew past expectations. Nice. They opened it wider, $12.5 million, $19 million so far. In a few weeks.
That's a good movie.
That's very promising. The Otto number, because that pulls in a little bit more of a sophisticated moviegoer. So this is a good sign. This is a good weekend at the box office. Good news. That's good stuff.
Sarah Jessica Parker and John Corbett are reuniting for the next season of, what do they call it, and Just Like That?
Yeah, which is Sex in the City.
So yeah. I don't remember him from before. He was around a lot.
Yeah, he was. I didn't watch the show religiously, but he was a big part of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chucker, great job. Thank you for the update. Now it's 40, and now, yeah, wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 59, past the hour on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.